Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 13th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
I'm doing great. You know, I thought it was so weird when I got messaged back in August, and it was like, hey, are you free October 13th to do this update? And I was like, I mean, yeah, and now I know what day it was in the house, and it all makes sense.
It
Day 69.
Sense. Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And it was, in fact, day 69 in the house. Big deal, apparently.
Yeah, I heard Matt Liguori yesterday in the update all upset that he missed it. And I can't believe I was the lucky chosen one. So
all of the updaters, they were all clamoring. They were like, hey, can I do... Day 69.
Well, they missed out because let me tell you, action packed. I was like, I couldn't step away for 1 second. It was so exciting. I was riveted about Nicole's cat dress. Mm. It was thrilling.
Yes. So, yes.
Lots get ready, chat. About. We got a lot for you.
Mm. Yes. All right. So let's get into the day. Let's get into it here. Obviously, Nicole is the HOH also holds the veto. She has nominated Christmas in Memphis, and they the day before were trying to pitch to Nicole, please use the veto and get Cody up on the block and get Cody evicted. That would be great. And she was kind of pretending to be into it. She's kind of like entertaining the idea, but she didn't actually plan on doing it. But, you know, at the start of this day, Memphis and Christmas are kind of like, we might be able to make this happen. We might be able to get Cody on the block. We might be able to get Cody gone.
Yeah, it's super misguided. And we can talk about especially Christmas like a little bit later when she does her super hard pitch right before the meeting. But I am generally really confused about why they thought this was going to work. Like why Christmas was so convinced that this was going to work, because nothing in Nicole's body language the entire day should have given them any clue that like she was down.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where like, your belief system starts to adapt to like what you need it to be, if that makes sense. Like like if they were banking on Nicole voting Cody out or like turning on Cody in any other scenario, I feel like they would be like, no chance, she's in love with Cody, she'd never do anything bad to him. But because she holds all the power and it's literally the only option, like Christmas has convinced herself like, okay, no, there's a chance. And then the more and more that like it's not shot down, she's like, yes, I'm getting there. I'm getting closer. Like, is you just like you force yourself along this path that you would have said was impossible if you were looking at it from an outside perspective. But when you're in that tunnel, you're just like, I see the light over there, though. It's I can get there. I just need to. She's going to use it.
So if, you know, like, obviously, I think that the best thing for both of these nominees to do this week is just to campaign against one another and try and survive, because everything else is essentially a lost cause. But if we were looking at the correct way to get Nicole to use the veto and target someone else, what is your opinion on if they had come to Nicole and tried to be like, we understand that you aren't going to go against Cody. He's your number one. Like, what about Enzo? So that way you can cut off Cody. We'll be just going after one another. Like, do you think that they would have been more successful, or she would have entertained it if they had gone hard against Enzo?
They would have had a better chance. I think there's a better chance she cuts Enzo than Cody. I still think she doesn't, but yes, I agree. I mean, that would have been at least a little bit more of a chance. They, cause like they're looking, and this is the problem now, the opposite problem. Like they're looking at it from the outside perspective of like, well, if she's going to make a move, she's going to make one on Cody, because obviously Cody's going to win this game. She's never going to win sitting next to him. So she has to make this move on Cody. She'd never make it. She'd never waste a move on Enzo. But from the, like, what actually is happening in the house, like, she's never going to make a move on Cody. She would maybe make a move on Enzo. And so that's kind of like, they might as well have tried it with Enzo instead of Cody. They would have had a better chance.
You know what I just thought of that I think is actually really interesting, and one of the reasons why, like, so many of the fans are anti-showmance, is that if Nicole and Cody were in a showmance, if this was a Jackson and Holly situation, obviously Jackson and Holly are completely different players and a completely different game. But if this was a Jackson and Holly situation, they would have never suggested to Nicole to put up Cody. They would have gone after Enzo and they could have had success. And I think that, like, without the romantic element there with a final two pairing, you are perhaps not as clear-headed about how locked in they are, mm-hmm. you know, because like you're like, oh, well, they would never betray this person. They're hooking up. But Nicole and Cody are just, they're as locked in Nicole's head as Jackson and Holly were, but people outside of it don't see that as clearly because they're not like sleeping in the same bed together. Does that make sense?
To be fair, Cliff and Nicole did both end up believing that Jackson would cut Holly and then Holly would cut Jackson. So.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Completely different game, completely different situation, yeah. But it's the idea that, you know, like, nobody ever has cut their showmance. I feel like the only person who was willing to do it was Kayla from Big Brother Canada 6, right?
What is this Drew slander?
I'm so sorry. You're so right. I'm so sorry. Literally, after I said it, I was like, oh my God, of course. It's like the OG move. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, chat.
I think it's a good point, though. I think they would be much less likely to do that. And I do think they would have at least slightly more success if they pitched against Enzo. And really, like, this is one of those moments where if you are able to recognize the position you're actually in, they should be throwing Hail Marys right now. They should be going to Nicole and saying, oh my God, I just overheard Cody and Enzo talking about how annoying you are and how they can't wait to cut you at the final three.
Like, it's so weird. Yeah. I just happened to be walking by the storage room and they were shouting it at each other. And I was like, what's going on, guys?
I mean, genuinely, like, I feel like that would have a small chance of working, at least against Enzo. She probably would be like, no, Cody's just pretending with Enzo. It's okay. but she might be like, but that Enzo, I can't believe he's been playing me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, Memphis is talking to Enzo about the plan to try to get Cody on the block. He's like, I mean, it seems like she's considering it, which would be great. I mean, that would be awesome. I'm fine with that. We take out Cody this week. We move forward into next week. We've got the wise guys. We'd be set.
Yeah. What a great move for them, for Nicole to make.
Yeah.
Everything's coming up them, right? It's all going to work out. Crazy how things like that work.
Yeah,
in the Big Brother house.
Mm-hmm. Enzo is then, of course, going to run that right to Nicole and Cody. He's like, yeah, Enzo's talking about how he thinks that you're going to put Cody on the block, yo. And Nicole's like, yeah, yesterday he was like super excited about the plan. He was like, oh, I couldn't believe how eager he was to get Cody on the block. You can't believe how eager somebody is to get Cody on the block, really?
I know. And Enzo, you know, this is just like another strike against Memphis for Enzo, because he's got to protect his guy. Yo, I got to protect my guy. Got to make sure my guy stays safe. I think that it's not looking good for Memphis's chances, because while both Christmas and Memphis, like Christmas is the one who is going harder against Cody, the fact that Memphis is seemingly so okay with Cody leaving, and he's so much more capable in their eyes at competitions, it's not boding well for him as we go further into the week.
Yep. So Nicole and Cody are gonna talk a bit. They're just talking, like, Nicole doesn't want Christmas to realize like that she's close to Cody, and that's the reason she's not putting Cody on the block. So she wants to like draw this out a little bit, and then kind of like make it seem like, oh, it's not that I'm close to Cody, it's that Memphis is just such a big threat and I just don't trust him and he came after me. That's the reason I'm not using the veto. That's the reason I'm targeting Memphis. That's the reason Memphis is going home. It's not that I would just never do anything bad to Cody.
And I think that this like really lends itself to how Nicole has been underestimated by everyone all season, because like they believe that, you know, like her excuse of like, well, Memphis put me up in the triple, like that's believable enough to them that she would hold a grudge there. Like Christmas was told by Tyler multiple times that Nicole and Cody have a final two, and she's still pushing so hard for Cody to go up on the block. Like it just goes to show how Nicole is so interesting to me, because I listened to your emotional intelligence podcast with Rob, and I feel like there is so much to mine there from Nicole. And I know you guys were teasing that like the book, she already knew so much, but I think that Nicole, the reason that fans have such a tough time with her is because she has such a strong mix of like, she's super high in empathy. So she doesn't like to make game moves that are super cutthroat without spinning it in her head as to why. And she needs to have a justified reason. Otherwise her empathy is too strong and she feels too bad. And like, she can't handle that. But also mixed in with this, in my eyes, I could be wrong, and this is all game, this is not personally for Nicole. I think that she has a low sense of self and like a low sense of self-confidence. So she comes off whiny, and also like she feels so bad about these moves that she's making. And that's why everyone's like, own it, like get confident, just say, like, that's why people love players like Janelle, who are very low in the empathy arena and will just cut people and not care at all and laugh at them as they leave. Nicole, like, seems like in real life she'd be a lovely, empathetic friend to you. She also doesn't really value herself as strongly in the game as she should. So it's very frustrating to watch someone who is on like sort of polar opposite sides of like the most frustrating two aspects to watch. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're onto something, because I mean, the way that Nicole has acted throughout the game so far has been that she has been like, I'm pathetic. I can't do well in this game. I can't do anything. It's so frustrating. But the second she won the HOH, It's completely flipped around. You know what? I'm actually great at this game. I am actually amazing. Have you seen the way that I survived that triple eviction? I think I might be a mastermind. I think that kind of like changing on a dime, it stems from a lack of self-confidence more than it stems from an overabundance of it. It's mm-hmm. one of those things where because she has so little of it, she needs to cling to the things that mm-hmm. make her feel powerful and feel good. And she's constantly trying to convince not only other people, but herself that she is doing well and that she deserves the position she's in.
For sure. And I just want to reiterate again, this is about Nicole within the game. This is nothing about her personally. I don't know her personally. But I think I can imagine that leaving 18 and getting the flack that she did about, you know, Paul being robbed, that might have shaken her confidence coming into this season and, you know, her lack of winning and her all of that. Like, I feel like that has just sort of snowballed into what has happened. And I also think that, like, her empathy level being so high, which I genuinely believe is true about her, that's why when someone says one little thing about her, she can pounce on it and use that as the reason why she's going after them, rather than like, it's for no reason other than I'm being selfish and I want to win and you're in my way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that she is somebody that is able to recognize those small little things. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, part of what makes her effective at reading people and understanding what she needs to do in situations. I think that if I'm looking at Nicole as a player, I think her fatal flaw is always going to be that she is too loyal. You know, in season 16, she was too loyal to Cody. In season 18, she was too loyal to Corey. And in season 22, she is too. Oh, Cody again. Wow. Look at that.
I just love her line that she's used all season whenever she finds the little thing that the person she needs to cut has done to her. Like when she can be like, oh, okay. Now she goes, I feel so betrayed. I just feel so betrayed. I like love her. I don't know. I just think that she's say what you want about her, but she is such a strong character. Like, she gives us so much to talk about, and she is really the episode last night. I thought she was really funny in the competition and everything. I know you guys talked about it on the podcast last night, but she was cracking me up.
Yeah. Cody says the plan for the week, him and Enzo will play up that they're keeping Memphis. And then the plan is to blindside Nicole with the vote, and keep you Memphis. And then it'll be great. And then they'll actually blindside Memphis.
Yep. Classic.
There it is. Enzo and Memphis talk a bit more about Nicole using the veto. I thought this was interesting. Enzo is asking Memphis, like, you think Nicole can win a jury vote? Yeah. Memphis says probably not in a normal season, but being a previous winner that made it to the end on an all-star season, I could maybe see it happening. And I thought this was interesting because why is Enzo asking this question?
We all know why Enzo's asking this question. Enzo is hedging his bets a little bit. I think he's trying to see what the ideal situation would be for him in the final two chairs. And I think he should be. As a Stanzo, you know, things aren't looking good for him after that Thursday episode. Big yikes. All those jury members talking about him. And I can't say I disagree. He's got to figure something out if he wants to win $500,000.
Yeah. I mean, I think the person that cuts Cody wins the game, mm-hmm. especially if it's at the final three. Because if your problem with Enzo is he talked a big game all season, then he never made the big move in the triple eviction. But then if he cuts Cody at the final three, it's like, oh, he made the big move.
Yeah, for sure. And it's It's the vindication that the Devons and the Kevins and the Davids have been looking for. This person who was not technically in the big alliance, but weaseled his way in and then, you know, cut the leader, the one who was controlling the game. Like, that's exciting and that's a good story. And that makes you want to give someone 500K.
Yeah, I fully expect, if we get whatever the jury roundtable discussion is, that it, assuming it's a final three of Cody, Nicole, and Enzo, the conversation, this statement will be said. Well, the right move is to cut Cody. Whoever cuts Cody deserves the, and if they take Cody, they don't deserve it. And I expect something along that line to be said. But interesting that Enzo is asking this question, that he's potentially, you know, he's thinking about these things. This, you know, Tyler was trying to get into his head last week, and it feels like it's still rumbling around in there. He hasn't been able to fully get rid of this idea that, like, can I really beat Cody? And, you know, thinking about Enzo's history versus Nicole's, like, Nicole was planning to take Corey to the end. She was even going to take Paul over James in the final three because she made a deal with him, even though she knew it would be harder to beat Paul. She has a history of making the loyal decision. Enzo never really had a choice. Now, he obviously he did keep the brigade together at the final four, but when it came down to the final three, Hayden cut him. And he felt like he had the bond with Hayden, and he still voted for Hayden. It wasn't like ultimate betrayal. And it kind of felt like, I don't know, like maybe he's talked about his decision to stay loyal to the brigade at four. He's talked about Hayden cutting him. It feels like he is a lot more likely to have, like, maybe learned a little bit of his lesson from that situation. I feel like Enzo is more likely to cut Cody than Nicole, which is not saying much because I think Nicole is not going to cut Cody, but it feels like there's at least a little something there.
Yeah, you're more hopeful than I am, and I'm a loyal Stanzo, so I don't know what that says.
I'm serious when I say it's not saying much. It's like if Nicole is at like 1%, then Enzo's at like 2%.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 2%.
Oof. Right now.
So, hey guys, guess Cody's about to win Big Brother 22.
It's still twice as likely.
Yeah, you're right. That is technically true.
So, Enzo also talks to Christmas, and they also talk about the jury. And Christmas is telling Enzo, like, you're much better off taking me or Nicole to the final two than Cody. Cody will win against anyone. He has perfect jury management. And you know what? Cody's going to take Nicole to the end. So if you get to the final three with Cody and Nicole, then you're going to be the one that's cut. And Enzo says, yeah, I know, yo. He's going to take Nicole, yo. That's it.
Yeah, I know you spoke last night on the recap about how the announcer man sort of gave us a clue that Cody was most loyal to Enzo over Nicole. And I do think that that is true. I do agree. Enzo definitely thinks that that is true. Enzo's not worried about Cody taking Nicole, it doesn't seem. Maybe he should be. A little bit. But if Nicole keeps winning competitions, I think that Cody will take Enzo over her. I think that he's going to take whoever he has the best chance of beating. And I think right now, for sure, that's Enzo.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So some interesting Enzo thoughts. Memphis and Nicole talk. She's going to tell him she's not using the veto. And she says, and look, the reason is I want Christmas out. And I think the boys will take Christmas out. She tried to vote me out, and she owed me. I put a lot into that relationship. She really burned me. I want her out.
But don't tell her though. Like, I can't have her knowing this information. Please don't tell her though, Memphis. I can't have this getting back to her.
Yes.
And then Memphis leaves the conversation, and Nicole to herself, to the camera, she's like, oh yeah, who's weak now? Give me a little freaking power and see what I can do in this game. And I was like, oh my god, Nicole, like that's why I'm saying, like, she's been making me laugh so much. She's so funny. She's like, oh yeah, give me a little freaking power, see what I can do.
Yeah, give her a little power.
And she's like lying to Memphis. It's like, you know, the biggest game move of the season. Like, that's what she's acting like. Like you said, after she won that competition, she's like, I am Nicole, hear me roar. And it's fun. I'm having fun with it.
It is fun. Memphis does tell Nicole that he would love to take her to the final three, meaning cutting Cody at the final four, because he would rather not have to compete against Cody in the final three, which was an interesting thing to say. I don't know if he's necessarily telling the truth to Nicole in this moment, but telling Nicole he's going after Cody in the final four.
Yes.
Yes. Christmas is then going to have her turn with Nicole. And she says, Christmas, I'm not using the veto. And the reason is that Memphis is my target. He's just too good at competitions. He's got to go. Christmas does not take the news as well as Memphis does. She is like, are you serious? Cody's going to win this game. Cody's going to win this game. This whole thing. If you keep him around, he's going to win this game. He needs to go. Nicole's like, yeah, but Memphis, I can't keep Memphis either. He's got to go too.
Yeah. This is the conversation that I was referencing at the beginning of the update. Like, Nicole, literally her entire body, she's closed in on herself. Her arms are crossed on her lap. She's staring at her feet. And Christmas is like, Cody's so good. We have to take a shot at Cody. He's certain to win at least one of the final four comps. And Nicole's going, yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, like not making any eye contact, saying ums, yas. I was like, Christmas, let it go, pivot. Like, if you are talking to someone and they so clearly are not into the pitch that you're giving and you're going to stay on the block, you need to pivot, because it seemed to me, I was like, oh my gosh, she's digging herself a hole that could easily be used to cut her this week. She should stop talking. Stop talking.
And she keeps saying, like, Memphis will not take a shot at you at the final four because he wants to bring you to the final three because he thinks that you're worthless. He will cut anybody else. He wants you in the final three. Nicole is not a fan. So we get to the veto ceremony. She does not use the veto. Apparently Christmas gave some kind of anti-Cody speech. After the veto ceremony, Nicole talks to Cody and she goes, oh my god, I am so annoyed at Christmas. She was so aggressive right before the veto. She was trying to get me to use it. She was telling me that I was worthless. She was like making fun of me while she was pitching. And she even said, I'm sorry. She apologized for being so aggressive in the middle of the thing. She knew she was being so aggressive.
And, you know, say what you will about Cody, but I understand, based off of this conversation, watching this conversation, I understand why people like him so much and want to work with him so much. He was really being a good friend to Nicole. He was really defending her. He was hyping her up, being like, you are not worthless. Christmas sucks. She can't win anything. The only thing she's won is like, he's like, she's counting this power win as a competition win. It's not a competition win. He's like, Christmas won a comp because Davon answered a question wrong. Like, do not let her get in your head. Like, he's being really very sweet to her. And if we were in not the Big Brother house, I would be like, wow, Cody is such a good friend. Like, Cody's a really good guy and a good friend. And he's being like so empathetic to his friend and really hyping her up. But he's good socially. He really is. I was watching and I was like, oh, and I don't like Cody.
Yeah. You know, and I think for a moment here, Nicole was a little bit like, hey, who do you want out again this week? Mm-hmm. Like, if you were HOH, who would you choose to leave? And Cody says it would be Memphis. Memphis, he's too good at comps. That's it. He's got to go. We have a better chance of beating Christmas. She's like, yeah, right. Like, I think she was really annoyed at Christmas.
Sorry, we just skipped over this earlier, but I just wanted to go back to it because when Memphis came down from his meeting with Nicole, he went outside and talked to Cody, and he goes up to Cody and he was like, dude, you snuck by the hair of your balls this week because Nicole was totally going to backdoor you. And Cody was like, what? Wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And Memphis goes inside and he goes, dude, you're on like a completely different planet. We're playing a completely different game. Enjoy the jury house. And he was so annoyed by the comment by Memphis. Like, Memphis thought that he was doing Cody a favor. And he was like, I kept you off the block this week, dude. Like, and he was so mad that Memphis would ever suggest that he had done anything for Cody.
Yeah,
it was just a really interesting moment.
I think Cody has been annoyed with Memphis since last week, since he, you know, it was one thing when Memphis was doing the wise guys behind his back and like, you know, trying to make a fool of him with like two separate wise guys. Then when Memphis started to like actively lie to Cody about like, oh, I want Christmas out, like really trying to make like a fool of Cody, he was like, come on, man, like none of that. No. And he can't trust that Memphis wants to keep him around, given the fact that Memphis has not been honest with him about his people in the house. And so he feels like if he keeps Memphis, Memphis will come for him just as much as Christmas will. And Memphis is more capable of making it happen. So Memphis has got to go.
I don't disagree with Cody. I don't. I think that it's, you know, you've been talking sort of on the updates about the difference and what you would do. And I really don't know what I would do. I don't have a strong opinion either way about where he should go, but I do think I've settled on Memphis being the right move.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the fact that Nicole will never team up with Memphis, and Nicole could team up with Christmas. She won't, but she could.
Yeah, it is also one of those things where it's like, if Cody keeps Memphis and then Memphis turns around and stabs Cody in the back at Final Four, like Cody looks like much more of a fool than if he keeps Christmas and Christmas takes him out at the Final Four, because it's like, he didn't trust Christmas. He saw that coming. Mm-hmm. And it puts his allies in the position to look like fools, they're going to keep Cody around. Like, they're going to keep these other people around. I can see it in that sense as well. And just in general, like, I think something that Cody understands that many of even the fans don't understand sometimes is that the game, especially nowadays, is just, it's about competitions. And he said that at the very start of this season. He said, this game is broken. All you need to do is gather up the competition winners, get them together, win competitions, and you will make it far. And at the end of the day, the Final Four competitions are likely to have at least one component of like questions. And yes, Christmas is studied, but Memphis is just better at questions. And he is just a better competitor overall. And, he'd rather plan for best case scenario, win the competition, than worst case scenario, I lose the competition. And I can't really fault him for that.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, Nicole is going to ask Cody, you're definitely taking me to Final Three, right? He says, Final Three. Taking you to Final Two. Go one step further. He says, are you taking me to Final Three? She says, I'm taking you to Final Two. It's like, oh, are you just saying that because that's what I said? She's like, no, seriously. Like, I'm really, really going to take you, Cody. And people, even though people are going to give me crap, the rest of my life, I'm going to take you to the Final Two. I swear to you. Seriously, though. Like, if I'm going to lose to someone, I would rather lose to you. And he's like, exactly. That's exactly what it is. You take the person you think you can beat and you still lose. That's so much worse. And she says, yes, absolutely. I would never live it down if I took, like, Christmas and I lost to Christmas. That would be the worst thing ever.
Yeah, she should call her good friend Paul and see how he feels. Josh. You know? I think, you know, we've talked about it already, even in this update. I think Nicole is being truthful, and I don't know about Cody, but either way, he did a really good job of portraying it to Nicole. And Yeah, I just am interested to see what happens in this end game. I'm super hopeful that next week Enzo wins HOH and Christmas wins Vito. And then we see a Enzo Christmas Nicole Final Three. I think that would be like the most fun to watch Cody squirm all week and try and talk Christmas into keeping him. I don't know.
It would be interesting. Yeah, keeping him over Nicole, that'd be really tough. So interesting. Yeah, and I didn't realize, but like Christmas winning the veto doesn't even matter if she has won the HOH, because she can't cast the vote, and both Nicole and Enzo wouldn't evict Cody. So it has to be Enzo. Well, that's the only Enzo has to win the HOH.
Yes.
So it's even okay. That makes it even more likely that he should keep Christmas around, because
that's literally the only scenario where we don't see Cody in the Final Three, ergo Final Two.
And what is Enzo gonna beat Cody in? If it's endurance, if it's questions, like what is Enzo going to be? What's called
a mistake? Cody makes a mistake. Like, seriously, like he slips or something. There's no way Enzo is so clumsy. There's no way even like a chicken wire situation Enzo could beat him at. I'm trying to think of what Enzo's won so far.
What
this
the
season.
Bleep?
Yeah.
What the bleep is a crapshoot. Anybody could win that one.
Yeah. I was about to say he won like that balance one, right? Was Cody playing in that one? The banana one? Peloton one? Peloton?
Oh, yeah. He won that one. Well, that was like stacking things. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a balance sort of.
Yeah.
And then he had to. But was Cody even playing in that one?
Hey,
I think he was HOH, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I do think he played. Yeah. I could see like a what the bleep HOH going to like an Enzo, and then Final Four veto would be like, I still have a hard time seeing.
Well, they haven't done the slip and slide yet.
I don't think they're going to do the slip and slide at this point.
You don't think it'll be the Final Four HOH?
What they're going to do, have three people doing the slip and slide?
They did on season 11.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
It was Jordan, Kevin, and Natalie is her name, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't Michelle play that one as well?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. It was either Final Five or Final Four.
I think it might have been Final Five. Maybe
I'm still so embarrassed that I said that no one has ever cut their showman. No, I'm thinking of all the times. I'm thinking of Janelle and Will. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm sure you're like, why is this girl talking? Oh my gosh, so embarrassing.
It's all right. It happens. Yeah, I could see the spinning disc endurance for sure.
Yeah.
But I would not give odds on Enzo for that one.
Me either.
So yeah, very, very unlikely that Cody leaves next week.
Is there any chance that Cody is like someone who gets motion sick?
I don't think so.
Okay. So let's say, because the spinning disc, if you get motion sick, you have a much less, like, because I would get really motion sick. So whenever I see those spinning ones, the ballerina, I'm always like, oh gosh, if I ever played Big Brother and my life was depending on it, I would be completely screwed.
Yeah. All right. So Enzo talks to Cody. And he talks about like, hey, Memphis, he'd cut Nicole next week. Yo, that's it. Like he's back to like, hey, maybe we should keep Memphis around. But Cody says, no way. Memphis would try to cut me. It's definitely going to happen. Enzo's like, I don't know, yo. I think he would cut Nicole next week, yo. And this is again, Enzo, like, Enzo, unlike Nicole, I think is very willing to like push his own agenda, or at least try to, and do so by like misleading Cody and like omitting information. He's done this in the past. And it seems like he's trying to get some momentum going for Memphis, to stay, but Cody's not biting at all right now. Enzo's like, well, I just worry that like, would Christmas cut me over Nicole, yo? What if you win HOH and Christmas wins the veto, yo? She's going to take Nicole to the final three. That's it. And Cody says, I don't know. I don't think so, because I think that Christmas sees me and Nicole as a pair and she's going to want to split us up. And so what I would do if I won HOH is I would put you and Christmas up. I'd leave Nicole off the block to make it extra seem like we're the pair. And then hopefully if she wins the veto, she'll feel like she needs to cut Nicole to split me and Nicole up. And then, you know, you'll be safe and we'll move to the end. And basically, assuming Cody is genuine about this and he would want Enzo to stay over Nicole, I think they could make that work. I think that, you know, Enzo is very good at this. He could get in Christmas's ear about like, yo, wise guys, we're the last remaining wise guys. That's it, yo. Cody's gotta go. I can't believe he won that HOH. We need to make it to the final three and cut Cody. Yo, he's gonna win this whole thing. He's got that pregame with Nicole, yo. We gotta break that up. I could genuinely see Enzo making some progress with Christmas in that regard. I think it's possible that they could make that work, assuming that Cody backs it up and doesn't try to convince, you know, doesn't try to ruin that strategy.
For sure. And because I think that Enzo is a better like manipulator than Nicole by a long shot. So yeah. Do you think for Enzo's game, it is better for Memphis to stay or it's better for Christmas to stay?
Well, so if Memphis stays, it's just so hard to know exactly what Memphis is really going to do at this point. Like, is he really still going to take Enzo to the final two? Is he really going to cut Cody? Is he really going to cut Nicole? Like, I don't really know what he's actually planning on doing because he just tells everyone different things. I last we heard in the diary room, he was like, oh, we got to get the wise guys to the final four. But that was like during HOH nominations. And I feel like things have changed since then. So it's hard to say. I'm inclined to believe that keeping Memphis is better for Enzo overall. I think he has a better chance of Memphis not cutting him at the final four. He has a better chance of Memphis taking him to the final two, which gives him a better chance of winning. Although I think that Enzo is a slam dunk to win against Christmas, whereas Memphis probably beats Enzo. So that it's kind of like a Nicole Anthony situation a little bit from last season, where like, keeping Memphis might give him a better chance of getting to the end, but then he's stuck against people he has more trouble beating. Whereas if he keeps Christmas, he might actually, like, he can definitely beat Christmas, sort of like how Nicole keeping Holly, she can beat Holly. It's just a matter of then getting to the end and making sure it's with Christmas that they need to do. And I'm not sure that Enzo would actually cut Nicole over Christmas if he had the option. And most people would cut Christmas next week. So it's not like he's likely to get to the end with Christmas anyway, but he's at least opening that door. I can again go back and forth with this one. But at the end of the day, it's still just like with Nicole, you just have to cut Cody at some point. And I haven't completely seen the willingness to do that. So, you know, it's hard to judge the proper decision here, because neither of them are planning to do the only thing that really wins them the game. And so it's like, well, I can figure out the right decision for if they're never going to cut Cody. This is the right decision because this provides the most opportunities for Cody to get cut without them doing it. Or they are planning to cut Cody eventually, in which case this is the clear better option because it gives them the easier path to do that. But because I don't really see, you know what I mean? You know, see, it's hard to really judge properly.
For sure, because you're like, if they're planning on making all of the correct moves, this is the correct move, but they're not. So, okay, I have a question. Were you watching Feeds in 17 with Steve and Vanessa?
Yes.
So did Steve, because I was shocked on finale night when he cut Vanessa, and I wasn't watching Feeds, but I was like following on Twitter. Did Steve give like clear indication that he was planning on doing that?
Yes.
Oh, he did.
Okay. Yes. He said, oh my God, she's Derek. I need to cut her.
And Steve.
We even saw that Vanessa didn't see it coming. She had a whole Skittles layout. And she was assuming that Steve would take her. And he was not. He was not going to. So,
okay.
Yeah. Good on Steve.
Scenarios.
Yeah. but that's basically what the Feeds were down for a while last night. We got a little bit of like Nicole talking about some of the evicted house guests and how lovely they are. We got you know, a little bit of you know, Christmas and Memphis doing their thing.
You said, oh, that's basically it. That is not basically it. I have a couple of friends who knew I was going to be on the podcast this morning, and they said, I cannot wait to hear you and Tara talk about Christmas and Memphis's showmance. So what do you think? Is it real? Is it not? What's going on?
I mean, I talked about this last night. I feel like there is chemistry there, but I don't think there's an actual like spark to light the flames. You know what I mean? That's my personal subjective read on it, that like they've been in a house together for 69 days and, you know, they're just like, yeah, it's there. And there's chemistry, but I don't think they would actually do anything about it. I don't know. Maybe they will. I don't know what kind of people they are, but like, I don't think that there's like a strong, like, it's not like, you know, a long lost love story and they're gonna, you know, succumb to their desires. It's just like, I think there's just like a little bit of chemistry there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually feel like this is the most fun sort of scenario to watch on the Big Brother live feeds, because you don't actually have to watch people like make out. You just can like watch them flirt a little bit and you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then you feel like you're in on a secret. You know, I think that it's way more fun as an audience member to watch like the will they or won't they. Like, I had so much fun in Big Brother Canada 2 with John and Netta being like, I think they like each other. And all season people were like, no, they don't. And then they dated for a few years after the show. Like, I think it's way more fun when, you know, like there's chemistry there and you don't know what's going to happen. And I think that everybody is super crazy thinking that like something has happened. I don't think that anything has happened, like all of the conspiracy theories online and stuff. But I mean, we all saw the video, the ET interview video that was like news to the internet that he had a crush on Christmas before going in. So that made me, I think, a little more excited and like, what's going on? Also, Hamster Watch tweeted that she asked him to peel the fruit that he was going to bring out for her. And the internet had fun with that one. So that was a good time yesterday when they were just literally silently laying in the backyard. At least there was something fun to talk about.
Boy.
Yeah, so that's how I feel about it. I don't know. clearly, I'm a little more excited about it than you are, just because everything is so boring. At least there's something interesting going on. It's something for us to speculate about that's not the 1 in 2% chance that Enzo and Nicole are going to cut Cody.
So where do you think this ends here? The Christmas in Memphis thing?
Well, I don't know that it's fair for me to speculate on what they will or won't do, because I am unsure if they are currently in relationships.
They are. Well, I mean, I don't know, but they were at the very least.
So I mean, I could see if they were free as birds, like hanging out in the jury house. You know, I feel like there's something to be had there. We can perhaps get a Nick and Kat segment in the jury house, and everybody will be extremely blindsided and confused as they were last season. But I don't think that like they're going to move in with one another and like have children together and be lifelong partners. I don't think that there's anything like that going on, but hey, it's giving us something to talk about in these long end days. So
see, I feel like there's a non-zero chance that that Christmas becomes the ghost of Christmas past for Memphis after the season.
What do you mean by that?
She gets ghosted.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'm not sure that Christmas would be the one getting doing the ghosting. I don't know.
Would be the one ghost.
I feel like Christmas would get ghosted.
Yes, that's what I was
Memphis.
Saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying she would be the one doing the ghosting. And I was like, Taryn, have we been watching the same woman on the feeds? I don't think she has it in her.
I was trying to be way too clever. And
yeah, you got too cute with it. I feel like Christmas... the thing is that is interesting, though, is that Christmas doesn't have much subtlety. So the fact that this is very much like a speculated, like, oh, I don't know what's going on, like goes to show that it's probably on the lesser side, because, you know, we've seen Christmas when it's very obvious that there is something going on, and it was very obvious that there was something going on. So, I think they probably are bored.
Yeah. Like I said, I think that it really is just like, it's very like baseline sort of flirt. And it's never really elevated beyond just like, there's some chemistry there. So, I'm not one to judge from the point of view of a significant other. I don't know how comfortable they are with it, but I don't think that there's anything, like I said, there's smoke, there's no fire there. There's no passion. Here
I just can't believe I got you to talk about this for like at least 10 minutes. I can't believe it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's Big Brother Canada 8 all over again. That's what we got for you today. Day 69. Hey, day 69, you got to talk about some things.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Very exciting stuff that we went over. We never went into great detail about Nicole's cat dress, but it's an interesting look. And people really rag on her outfits all the time. And I think that they perhaps overblow that. I think most of what she wears is pretty cute, but the cat dress was a choice that she made. So we'll see it on tomorrow or on Wednesday's episode. And maybe in the after show, Rob can let everybody know what he thinks of the pastel cat dress.
She really goes for it.
I really admire that. I wish I was more like that. And like 90% of the time, I do think it's cute. Like people are always saying stuff on the internet, but I think that she does. She goes for it. And most of the time she really gets it right.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. I will be back later tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern with the Stockwatch Roundtable. We're going to rate these players, update the prices, talk about the week. So we should have fun there. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And then we've got episode recaps on Wednesday and Thursday. So check all of that out. You can find the survey for the roundtable on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I'll be tweeting it out after the episode ends here now. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Maggie, where can people find you?
I am on Twitter at _MLMorgan and on Instagram at @MLMorgan_.
So. There you go. Thanks again for joining us. I'll see you next time.